Hey,
what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, so am I, man. But, you know, if maestro, if you please.
Was that Jack again?
Baby, please don't go. James Brown. All right. While he's teeing that up, got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And really excited about, you know, the direction of the show and the listening audience and where we're headed. Just want to let you know it's only the beginning. So as apparently we can't find it. But anyway.
No, we can find it. It's please, please, please.
Yeah. Please. I said, baby, please don't go. But anyway. Got up this morning, pitch black outside, right? And man, went outside, 50 degrees. And so all I could think about was please, please, please don't go.
It's me every morning.
baby, warm weather. Please don't go. Do you follow me? Oh, yeah. Comprende?
Yep, comprende.
I mean, hey, don't go.
Stay forever.
Yeah, but it's on its way.
It's on its way out. So sad. It's already in the middle of August.
No, man. You know, again, that's all I could think about. My mind must really work strange, man, because right away I thought about James Brown and please, please, please.
Hey, I mean, that's not a bad thing to think about.
you mean what we know is getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we take advantage. I mean, we just forget, right? We get in that mood and in that mode of just nice warm weather. You get up early in the morning, and we just take it for granted.
Yeah, we do.
And so you just get up, and man, you know, everything is just nice. You know, I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, And 4:30 sometimes, 5 o'clock, and then in a short period of time, boom, it's light outside.
Yeah.
And you're walking outside, it's 70 degrees. And you're saying, wow, man, this is paradise.
Yeah.
You know, and then I come in the studio and you're all bundled up.
Yeah, because it's cold.
Oh, man.
I'm like freezing in here. It's like literally a freezer.
Man.
And
well, you know, that's because it's on its way.
Yeah, it's on its way.
And you almost say, and it's for those who love the cold weather, you hear people, oh, I love the crisp. You know,
I don't know a single person who loves cold weather.
You don't?
No, I know people that can deal with it. But I don't know a person that likes it.
Oh, there are a lot of people who love it, man.
Well, they're just in denial.
Is that what it is?
That's what I think, because there's nothing good about cold weather.
Well,
besides staying inside with people you care about.
Well, so that's where you missed the boat, you know, Einstein. Because there are people, you ever see snowmobiles and skis? And
we'll see. That's loving the cold weather. That's just having fun.
Is that what that is?
Like, I don't like. Okay.
No, man. Listen, I'm not one, right? And crisp weather has its place, but not now.
Not now.
No, I'm not ready to let go.
I mean, we're not cold blooded animals. So that's why, like, our temperature has to be like 70 degrees. That's why most of us would prefer room temperature. So
yeah.
The cold is like really abnormal.
Man, hey, it's coming. You know, and I don't know why this morning was different than other mornings, but I just noticed it, man. It was pitch black, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute, man. When did that happen?
It's always cool to me when I wake up and it's just black, but it's like I know it's about to be morning.
Yeah.
And so I just like to look outside and like watch as the sun rises.
Yeah. Well, the sun is rising later.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the issue, right? I mean, not long ago, it was, you know, the sun would be on its way when I'd be heading towards the studio, right? It just about be up there. But we know what the outcome of all this is going to be. And for those who say, hey, man, you should get used to it, man. Stop whining. Stop crying. Baby, please don't go. Man, I'm telling you, man. I'm not ready for you to go. You know, if we could get, you know, just one more month of 80s, right?
How about just the rest of the year?
Oh, look, you know, that's probably as inconceivable as one more month of 80s. Yeah, ain't gonna happen, you know. And you know, we're in this, and you're a young guy, man. So, you know, there's a chance that you'll get out of here.
Yeah, there probably is. I do want to go to like
Florida,
to Florida, or like Arizona, or yeah, Colorado, or something.
Yeah, and you'll do that because you don't have those strings attached to you.
Yeah.
So you know, your future is ahead of you. But on the other side of that equation is my future is.
Your future's still alive, bro. You can go to Florida if you want.
My family is here. My entire family is in Milwaukee, and except for my son that lives out in Arizona somewhere. But the majority of my family is still in the Midwest. And, you know, one thing about the older you get, the more you realize the value and the power of family. So, but anyway, man. Yeah, man. Dark, cold, you know, and you feel it, and you know it's coming. And you know the worst part about it is, and maybe it's my mindset, maybe it's the mental illness setting in with me. But the reason I don't want to let it go is because we know it's a long slog of 5 to 6 months.
It just goes. And it feels like it never ends.
I know.
It's just cold.
I know, man.
And then you get these little days where it's 50 and you're like, and then all of a sudden, negative 40 degrees, stay inside. Remember that like 2 years ago or a couple years ago where it was like negative 50 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of January.
Oh, yeah.
And see, then it was like 50 degrees.
See, you've missed out. You hear them talking about global warming, right?
Oh, no.
So when we were kids, you know what a snowbank is? No, you don't know what a snowbank is.
A snowbank?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what a snowbank is.
Okay, so back when we were kids, the snow would be, they leave it on the sidewalks, and they wouldn't take it, you know, when there's big snowstorms, they wouldn't take it and move it somewhere else and pile it up. What they would do is pile it up right on the, right in front of the sidewalk on the street. And they would pile that up, and it would be so high, you'd be walking down the street, and you can't even see the street because the snowbanks would be there, and they would be frozen. And kind of like many glaciers, right? And so that's what it used to be. And, man, freezing cold. Hit that maestro. Hit that James Brown a little bit more. Hit that James Brown. As we go out, I just don't want you to go.
Please, please,
please,
please,
please, please, please,
please, please, please.
Love you so. Please don't go. You done me wrong. Oh, man. Yeah, you done me wrong. Please, give us a reprieve. If only for a minute. If only for a short period of time, baby. Please don't go. Please, please, please,
please.
All right.
We're going to a break.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning in to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I've been harping ever since the raid on, you know, Mar-a-Lago, the threats that have been coming from people on the right towards the FBI. And I've been asking, why won't the FBI and the government do something about these threats from these whacked out, you know, people, excuse me, many of whom are armed and, you know, and in front of the FBI facilities, and the threats are ramping up more and more and more. And, you know, people may say, well, yeah, freedom of speech. Yeah, it's freedom of speech. Well, yeah, to a certain degree. You know, you people are mixed up. You know, we just take for granted the thought that we can say whatever it is we want to say in this country and that there's no repercussions for it. I remember, man, when I was you know I'm getting old when I keep saying I remember when I was young. But I do remember when I was young, believing that we had freedom of speech. And so, you know, didn't matter if you were on the job, that you had freedom of speech. And so you could say basically what you wanted to say. And my ignorance was bliss because, you know, I was telling the truth like I am wanting to do. And somebody said to me, man, you keep talking like that, you're going to get fired. An older guy, right? And I said, man, what are you talking about? I have freedom of speech. I'm not lying on anybody. This is the truth I'm talking. He said, well, yeah, it may be the truth, but you're working for a company. And, you know, you are limited on the things you can say when you're working for somebody else. Your freedom of speech doesn't supersede the fact that you work for somebody that limits what it is you can say. So anyway, why am I talking about that? Because, you know, these foolish people who keep making these threats to the FBI, finally, here's one guy who, you know, brought down the wrath. He was calling for the wrath of the FBI, and he got it. Listen to what he had to say. Come and get me, you piece of, you know, excrement, feds. On Monday, he was in handcuffs. So this guy, Adam Bies, has been, you know, writing all of this, these horrible and threatening statements. He allegedly vowed to murder as many federal agents as possible before they got him. Come and get me, you piece of excrement, he wrote on social media. I'm going to effing slaughter you. On Monday, the 46-year-old Adam Bies found himself in handcuffs instead. The self-described UX design leader, marketing ace, adventure photographer, and storyteller began posting violent threats in the days following the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. Every single piece of excrement who works for the FBI in any capacity, from the director down to the janitor who cleans their effing toilets, deserves to die. Bies posted August 10th on the right-wing social network Gab under the screen name Blank Focus. The complaint states, you've declared war on us and now it's open season on you. In another post that day, Bies allegedly wrote, hey, feds, we the people cannot wait to water the trees of liberty with your blood. I'll be waiting for you to kick down my door. On August 11th, the FBI National Threat Operations Section Social Media Exploitation Team received a tip from a nonprofit organization about Blank Focus. The group had become alarmed by a post that read, I already know I'm going to die at the hands of these pieces of excrement, child molesting, law enforcing scumbags, according to the complaint. My only goal is to kill more of them before I drop. I will not spend one second of my life in their custody. So, he asked them to kick in his door, and that's exactly what they did. They kicked in his door. They handcuffed him. They've taken him to jail. And now all of that bravado, he's going to pay a price for that. And all the others who are doing that exact same thing should be leery of what happened to one Mr. Bies. Because you can hide behind social media a little bit. That's why when people go and spend all that time and effort and say all the things they say on social media, what makes them think that nobody's paying any attention to them? You are ignorant if you think that you can say whatever it is you want to say and there's no price to be paid. You don't have to, you know, take Earl's, information on that. why don't you just look up and see if you can contact Mr. Adam Byers, and he'll tell you. Hey, Earl is right. Don't you do it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Look at her. She's a bad. Man, you're making it hard for me to do my job. You really are, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. And you know, man, you're an old spirit, man. You really are, because you know the music, man. And, you know, that's an amazing thing for a guy your age.
Yeah, well, you can... You probably thank my parents for that one.
Yeah, man.
Play a lot of good stuff around me, and I've always loved music.
Well, you know, yeah, it's one thing for them to play it; it's another one for you to retain it. Yeah. And that's the gift part of it, that you retain it. Let me do this. You know, you constantly I forgot the guy who's name earlier in the week, and I was it might have been late last week, and I was calling Trump a criminal. And the guy was telling me, well, that's slander, Earl. You're slandering Donald Trump. And he's never been, you know, convicted of any crime. And so he was telling me how I'd better be careful. I forgot who the guy was. But anyway, needless to say, this is Tucker Carlson on Yesterday. Trump is obviously going to be indicted. Tucker Carlson of Fox News. Conservatives, do you hear me? Do you feel me, man? Tucker Carlson, one of your own, is predicting that Donald Trump is going to be indicted. Fox News host Tucker Carlson predicted former President Trump will be indicted following a search at his Florida residence last week carried out by the FBI in connection with an investigation into classified information. There's nothing to see here. That's the line, Carlson said on his show Monday, naming a number of elected Republicans who he predicted will say the same thing when the Biden Justice Department or some other state agency under the influence finally does what you know they're going to do, and that's indict Donald Trump. Obviously, they're going to do that, Carlson continued. Who knows how? Maybe they'll produce surveillance video from Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, they've already subpoenaed that. The August 8th search was authorized by a federal judge. Now, here's what he also had to say that I think was important. Carson's comments are his first since the search warrant was executed a week ago. And what he is doing is warning this nation. Tucker Carlson is warning Donald Trump and the nation for what is going to be coming. Trump, who has repeatedly attacked the Justice Department and the FBI following the search, said the temperature has to be brought down in this country. Hours after Steve Doocy, another Fox News host, implored the president to do so on air Monday. You can feel it. Even Donald Trump feels it. Maybe for the first time in his life, Donald Trump seems sincerely interested in lowering the temperature. Lowering the temperature. He raised it. He's the person who has created what I've been saying for a long time, we're at a precipice in this nation where something horrible is going to happen, and the blood will be running in the street. And for those of you who are on the side of, you know, the militias, it's going to be your blood that's going to be running in the streets. Because if you think for one moment you're going to overthrow this government with your pop guns, and you think that you have the power to take on the most powerful military in the world, you're out of your mind. If you think that the government is going to sit back and allow what you did in Washington, D.C. to happen again, you're out of your minds. And the streets are going to be running with your blood. And all of those folk who sit back and create the environment, and you are so delusional, that in fear with delusion that you somehow think you're going to control what happens in this government. Well, what's going to happen to you? You know, you've set the stage. Let's go to, is that Will Quill in Chicago? Hey, good morning. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl Ingram.
Yes, sir.
My main man.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How's everything?
What's up, brother? WMCS.
Yes, sir, man. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Yes, sir.
Right? Willie Davis.
Yeah, man. You know, do you know, man, it just so happens this morning that I have on a 1290 WMCS Talk of the Town polo. I don't know what made me dig it out this morning. I can still wear it. That's what I have on, brother. It still fits, man. It's a little tight, but it's still there, man.
I heard that, Earl. What's going on today, man? What's this world coming to?
All right. So how did you happen to run across this?
Man, dug you guys up, man, on the radio station with WTMJ and them. Listen to some talk radio. Listen to some good radio like Eric Vaughn and TJ Live and whatnot.
Yeah, and you forget the Earl Ingram Show.
Earl Ingram Show, for sure.
Hey, they don't know how hot it was, do they?
Man, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, brother. We did. Hey, why don't you do me a favor, man? Leave your number with my guy, Connor, and we'll reminisce afterwards.
And it's K Will, not Quill, though.
Hey, K Will. Okay. All right. Okay, K Will, man. We'll do that. Got it?
I will leave my number and everything.
All right, and we'll reconnect, brother. Thank you. Let's go to Chris in Poinette. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Doing great. What you were saying about people threatening the lives of federal employees and whatnot.
Right.
I think if we just casted a huge dragnet and then just started arresting people that are making any threats of any kind, especially bodily harm, maybe it'd stop.
Well, see,
maybe people would come to their senses and not say the things that they think they should say.
Well, see, that's the point I'm making. This one guy, you know, thought he was safe on the conservative site, making all sorts of outlandish threats on the lives. You're making threats on the lives of government officials. How do you possibly think that you have the freedom of speech to do that without there being some consequences?
10 years ago, that would have given you automatic prison time.
That's so. This is what I think is at the root of what we're dealing with. And so people have gotten comfortable. And you think about this, Chris, in the face of all of the lunatics that have walked in and murdered people, and, you know, do you think they're going to continue to sit back and allow this?
I hope not.
Because you know what? There are, all it takes is one, right? Like the guy, I forgot what city it was in recently, who showed up at the FBI offices. And
right, with a nail gun and an AR-15.
Yes.
How do you get in the building with an AR-15 and a nail gun?
Well, the other part of it is, where do you get the mindset, right? You know, that comes from Donald Trump. That comes from people on radio, on television, who are inciting violence, right? That's what they're doing. They're inciting violence because they're trying to protect their God. Their God happens to be...
Anybody should go to jail that even thinks the same idea as that person, much less acts on it in any way, shape, or form.
Well, their God happens to be, you know, Lucifer in the flesh, Donald Trump. And so you watch him and you hear him and you listen to what comes out of his mouth. And I was talking yesterday about him saying publicly that something bad is going to happen in this country. And he's the guy who's orchestrating what we're talking about.
Right.
And so how do people still support that, Chris? You know, if you
he can predict it because he's going to enable it.
That's so my point to you, Chris, is for the people who support him. We had a guy call yesterday and say, well, I in the face of all those things, I still support him because, you know, his policies this and his policies that. But he's setting up a scenario where blood is going to be running in the streets and it's not going to be his. And yet the guy who called yesterday could not comprehend or see that, well, I'll vote for him anyway because he's, you know, I believe in him. You believe in what? What is there to believe in a man who is as corrupt as Donald Trump has been his entire life, who is as dangerous a man that has ever been in the White House? You support a man.
And we've never had more evidence for a guilty individual, I don't think, in history.
No, that's why I refer to him as a criminal, as a thug.
Right.
And yet, you know, there are people who still want to protect him. You know, if the man was right, if there was any righteousness at all in him, that would be a different story. But there is none. There are no redeeming qualities, Chris, in that man.
Because not a single one.
No, because and we're talking about, you know, the fact that some of the people who are supporting him are Christian, right? How can you possibly be a Christian, you know,
and support
the devil? But I'm sorry,
how is it that the Republicans cannot see the fact, the plain and simple fact, that 500,000 people died? Well, no, almost a million. Directly because of Donald Trump. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, because, number one, apparently they don't like him. They don't read, many of them. They don't read, and they're caught up in the aura of who he is.
And they only listen to Fox News.
Well, you know, and by now, even Fox News is turning on Donald Trump because they realize what's getting ready to happen in this country. And as I said before, the blood's going to be running in the street, and it's going to be the blood of people who don't know any better. And so they're willing to follow him. His blood's not going to be running in the streets because we know what he's going to do. But he doesn't care about those who Really don't know any better. Thank you very much for the call, Chris. I really enjoyed the conversation. Call back. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
That's great. That's amazing, Earl.
All right. Welcome. Hey, I'm only joking, man.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man. But it will wake you up, man. Turn it up a little bit so they can hear it.
That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty.
It's the censored version.
All right. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I like to do things on the radio that and talk about things that, you know, everybody should be talking about. And yet you won't hear anywhere else. Important issues. And we as, you know, as Americans should be concerned about these issues. But before we go there, let's go to the phone lines. Is that Don?
I think it's Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl. This is Dave from Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
Could you help explain to me the difference in the public reaction I'm comparing this FBI action where the FBI is investigating a despotic former president who tried to overthrow the government. And a certain sector of the population is calling, you know, making threats on the lives of the FBI. They want to defund, disband, get rid of the FBI for that. Now, you're old enough to remember another FBI action.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes, well, I'm recalling the assassination of Fred Hampton.
Yes, J. Edgar Hoover.
The 21-year-old black activist in Chicago. His only crime was organizing and providing free meals to poor Chicago children.
Breakfast. Yeah, breakfast.
And he was the founder of the Rainbow Coalition, which was set, you know, its goal was to eliminate the violence, between the gangs in Chicago. So they saw him as a threat. And when he was 21 years old, the FBI raided his apartment and shot him to death. Where was the public outcry at that time to disband the FBI? There was nothing. There was silence. So compare these two.
Well,
can you explain to me why there's such a difference?
Well, let me say this, because your point is so valid, and it's what I reach and react to, as you stated, because I'm old enough to remember. J. Edgar Hoover was looked at as a hero. And
right.
The tactics that they use, if they want to talk about tactics, tactics of the FBI and underhanded tactics. That's clearly what took place back in those 60s, turbulent 60s, when civil rights leaders were fighting the injustice of our nation and not treating people of color and poor people in this society and trying to get our nation to live up to the creed that it touted all over the world, and, you know, and live up to the democracy and live up to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all of those things that was not living up to at that point in time, the sacred Constitution and Bill of Rights. And people like, as you stated, Fred Hampton, young man, well-educated, who organized a group of men who did exactly what people are doing today. They were armed. They had a constitutional right to be armed, and they were armed. And so because they were armed and deemed a threat because they walked around like people are doing today with their AR-15s today, that was a major threat. And so Fred Hampton was set up and slaughtered by J. Edgar Hoover, as many others were. There was talk about the fact that Dr. King was assassinated with the help of the FBI, Malcolm X and others, and all the different things, Medgar Evers, and all of those men, that covert operations by the FBI was at the root of those things. And so many people knew back in those days, but nobody dare challenge the FBI.
Right.
But today, the FBI is all kind of scumbags, and people can call and make threats. And what did the FBI do? Who did they assassinate? Donald Trump? Did they?
No, they're just investigating.
That's my point, Don. You know,
if
I mean, Dave. That's
if
my
benefit. He's got no problem, right?
Dave, that's my point. They act as though, you know, the FBI has attacked and assaulted God Almighty. And so I could understand if it was God Almighty that they were investigating. But for heaven's sakes, a scumbag like Donald Trump, a lowlife
right.
like Donald Trump. And so because of it shows the, but what it does show is the inherent danger that our nation is in. That you have people who are willing to put their lives on the line, you know, because of that. And that's what people need to really be cautious of. The times that we are in now and the inherent danger that our nation faces, because there are people who refuse to think for themselves and have allowed somebody else to do the thinking for them. That's where we are, and people better wake up and understand that if you're willing to follow this psychopath, you know, down the road, as I stated earlier, the blood's going to be running in the street, and it's going to be the blood of the people who follow him, not him and his family, but people who should know better. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you something. This is my prerogative. I can do what I wanted to. I made this money. You didn't. Right, Ted?